Hi folks, this is All Things Product with Petra Wille
and Teresa Torres.
And we're so happy you're here.
Petra, I want to ask you about something I see a lot about, especially about people really focused on getting promoted. And I have a feeling this probably comes up in your coaching. What do you think about, like, is that a good goal? If I'm in a full-time employee job, should my focus be on getting that next promotion?
Oh, that is a broad and amazing and important question, Teresa. So yeah, that's a good one that you picked this week. So I see that a lot more in people approaching me and being interested. So Petra, I want to land my next promotion. Are you the coach helping me to get there? The short answer to that is no, that's not what I do. We talked about curation a few episodes ago, right? So that helps me curate the people I want to work with. But I get the idea. So especially if you're in a bigger corporate setup, you want that promotion because this is how people experience mastery and how people feel seen. And let's face it, to some extent, people get more money when they get promoted in some organizations, even if I would advise companies to not tie promotions to salary increases all the time, at least. So there should not be a mechanism that does that. Anyways, I get why this is an important topic for the people. But from my coaching perspective, I always try to see if they have the willingness to talk about something different instead. And this is personal growth and learning something new and building a new skill, new habits, maybe even craftsmanship. So can they find pride in making things in better ways, in nicer ways, in more, in less energy consuming ways, or whatever it actually is, more beautiful ways. Beauty is another important thing. And if that is the case, and if that gets them the promotion, I might be the right coach for them. But if it's only the promotion that they are chasing, then I'm not a fan of having that conversation. And let me briefly share why. Quoting Tom Mitchell here, he said, as soon as you think about career ladders and promotions as a leadership person, you need to be aware of the fact that you are designing a game and that everybody starts playing that game as soon as you launching the game. Usually HR does it, or the product leadership people do it. So that's your career ladder. That's the expectations that we're having. This is how you get from here to there. This is the competencies that you need to have. This is the successes that you need to show. People start to play that game. And it's super important that an organization designs a fair game, but most often it's not. Yeah. So most promotion schemes of organizations are rather random. They may be super thoroughly laid out for, I don't know, engineers, but it's super vague for the product people. It's not rare that I see engineering having proper career ladders, and then all product gets is what is written in the scaled agile guide of whatever hell mess, right? And it's like four sentences about what does it mean to be a product owner in this particular company. So it's not always fair. And it has a lot to do with personal preference of your boss. It's just hard to coach people towards promotion. So I've rather love people to focus on their personal growth, what they want to learn, what they want to be good at, what they want to be known for. I think this is a super important question to ask. What do you want to be known for in the community, in the greater product community, with your colleagues, within your organization, to the customers, to the users? So let's work on these things and let's see if we can take it from there.
Yeah. You know, one thing you just said that really resonated with me is that a promotion is not within your span of control, right? You could do all the right things and still not get promoted. And so I think it's really tough to set a goal that's outside of your span of control. I think it can
be really, never a good idea, right?
Yeah. It can be really demotivating. And so I think we could reframe it, which I think is where you landed, of like, what do I want to get really good at? And if I get really good at that thing, it might lead to a promotion, but it will be personally rewarding for me. And if it doesn't work out at my company, it might work out somewhere else in the industry, which is part of that, exactly. Like, what do I want to be known for? So like, we do control, we do have some influence over how we advance in our careers, but it's not always the way we think it's going to be.
Yeah. And the why is another important question. That's just like a bit of the coaching aspect of it. So why do you want that promotion? Is it because of you need more money on your bank account? And that's oftentimes what people want. So, and then we can work on your negotiation skills, maybe. Then we can work on, are you confident enough to have the conversation with your boss about, hey, this is the stuff that I achieved the last 6 months. I think I should earn more money within this organization. That's the achievement that my product made. That's kind of how much money the product made compared to before I joined the team or something like that. That's not always something people can prove. I know there are amazing product people out there doing an amazing job and still the product is on its decline because of life cycle. But still, even then we can have the conversation about how to still highlight your achievements and still negotiate a better salary, for example. Or oftentimes it's kind of you just have more say in the organization if your title changes. So you need the bigger title so that you, whatever you say has more weight in your organization. That basically would lead me to questioning your corporate culture. But anyways, so maybe you want to find another employer if that is the only reason why you need the promotion. But still, that's in some organization, it is important to be at a certain level, to have a certain power you hold in intervening to things and giving you veto. And so and that's another reason why you maybe want to have a conversation around, okay, but are there other ways to influence decisions, even from, with a smaller title, so to say?
You know what I love about this idea of like, know why you want it. And it literally can be more money. It can be more prestige.
It's
it can
fine.
Be more power.
It's
like,
fine.
It can be whatever it is, right? But I think when you make that explicit, you also want to look at what cost.
Oh, yeah. That's an important conversation to have.
I want more money, but do I want to work 20 more hours a week? I want more power, but do I want to be in 10 more hours of meetings a week? Mm-hmm. Right?
Like, and CC'd on all the mails, basically?
It's not... Nothing in a promotion comes for free. We focus on the positives. And I learned this the hard way. Like I became the CEO of a startup when I was 32 years old. And that sounds like amazing. Like you climbed the ladder and this is the best thing ever. I hated it. I hated it. Like it was the worst job for me. It's because I didn't think about like
people business, Teresa, people business.
Yeah. Like it turns out I really like being a company of one. That's what's a good fit for me because it allows me to go deep and nerd out on evals. People don't think about the whole, all the things that are going to change with that promotion. And sometimes it's not really the promotion that you want. It's just more money. It's just more power. It's just more influence. It's just more autonomy.
Yeah.
It's just more. And so I think when you start to understand the why, I'm going to bring it back to discovery habits. When you understand the why, your solution of I need a promotion, if we uncover what's your unmet need, there's lots of other solutions.
Exactly.
If you need more money, you could just ask for a raise. You may not need a promotion. You could start a
side hustle.
Yeah,
and you need negotiation skills.
Yeah, you need negotiation skills.
Yeah, you need, and that's a skill that you can build.
Yeah, and so I think it's really, promotions are a little bit like shiny object syndrome. We fixate on it, right?
Yeah, especially if you are in a more corporate structure, I think then you're really fixated on it. By the way, one thing is that people often say like they need the bigger title because they have so much contact with the external world and people don't take them serious if they don't have a VP or director title, if they're attending events, if they speak at trade fairs, whatever that basically is. And you and I know how a lot of startups fixed it. They just like said, like, put whatever title on your LinkedIn profile. We don't care. So promote yourself up through the ranks. We don't care. That's another solution, right? So if this is what you need the title on the outside perspective of the organization, then just have the conversation internally how your company is handling these kind of things. And oftentimes there is a rather easy fix to that.
Yeah, and I think we over-index on some of those things. So the first thing I'll say is that, like, people are paying. There is some truth to if you don't have a senior title, you're going to get treated differently. But if you're at a small company and you have a senior title, no one's going to take your title seriously. So, like, there's a little bit of, like, we over-index on it, right? Like,
I remember
I met a 24-year-old CPO. And I remember initially in the first, like, two sentences of our conversation, I was like, oh, wow, you're a CPO? And then we kept talking and I learned he was a CPO at a company with 3 employees.
Yeah.
He was a CPO where he was the only product manager. Is that title doing anything for him? No.
No.
Right? Like, did he get promoted? Maybe. Is that a promotion? Right? So, like, I think what matters, and especially like as a speaker or being out in business development or meeting with customers, do you show you have substance behind what you're doing? It's about craft. It's about how good are you getting at what you do? And this is why I really like what you said. What do you want to be known for?
Yeah, exactly. Right? That's
how do you
most
build
important part.
Deep expertise in that thing? Everything else will follow.
Yeah, I agree. Thank you, Teresa.
Yeah, thanks, Petra. That was fun.